Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Time to go inside the Magpies camp where we're lucky enough to be joined by a man we love on K-Rock Footy, of course, assistant coach in Brenton Sanderson. Sando, Kingy and Brownie in the K-Rock hub for Prestige Jayco speaking with you. Thanks for joining us. Firstly, can you just give us a bit of a weather update over there in sunny Perth? Is it sunny?
No, it's beautiful. Yeah, it's going to be great conditions for a fast game, I think. We've had rain the first week we were here, and then it's been perfect the last sort of 7 days or so. So expect a pretty quick game between two very good teams.
Do you get teased that you get Jordan DeGoey for 1 week? He kicks 5 goals. We see his talent on display, and then you lose him again as forwards coach.
Yeah, he was so good last week. Obviously, at 5 goals, I think he kicked about 70% of our score. So, obviously, in these shortened games, you need some forwards who can have an immediate impact. And he was so great for us last week. But, unfortunately, out for, the majority of the season now. And hopefully, we can play some finals and he can be back for them. But, he's obviously pivotal to our forward structure. And we brought Darcy Cameron back in today at all. So, very different player, obviously, but hopefully provides a deep threat for us when we're moving the ball forward.
Yeah, Josh Thomas also back as well, who we know, if he can get his hands on the footy inside forward 50, can be dangerous as well. So you do still have that smaller, mid-sized forward option as well.
Yeah, and JT kicked 38 goals for us a couple of seasons ago. And I guess just now with so many opposition teams and I guess the whole industry focusing so much more on defence, sides rolling back, there's just hardly any space anymore in your forward line, and we've just got to make sure that if we get a contest ahead of the ball and we get the ball to ground, that our crummers, including Thomas, can get on the end of a couple of those ground balls and kick a winning score for us today.
Jamie Elliott's radar just slightly off. He's kicked 3 goals, 6 this year, and probably just hasn't had the impact on the scoreboard that you'd expect. Others have picked up the slack, but it's probably something he's looking to do this afternoon.
Yeah, definitely. And we're playing a little bit higher this season. So he's played a little bit more across sort of high half forward, and he's having about, I guess, between 5 and 8 minutes a quarter on ball. So he's not as close to goal as what he typically has been the last couple of seasons. But you're right, especially with Geordie out, he might play a little bit closer to home today and hopefully be able to hit the scoreboard.
Sando, Lee Brown, good luck today. You mentioned a couple of those inclusions and Darcy Cameron won. What's the discussion you have between a Cox and a Darcy Cameron? Obviously, two tall forwards that can back up in the ruck, but where's that? How's that conversation go at selection?
Well, probably just, I guess at the moment, Brown, it's just around form. So we've been lucky enough to still play, even though there's no VFL competition this year. We've still been fortunate enough to be able to play some scratch matches against the sides that we've played against. So, for example, today after this game, we're going to go play a 16v16 game against West Coast Eagles at their sort of training base. So we've been able to still get some game time into those guys that haven't been playing AFL for us. And Darcy Cameron's played a couple of games for us in the ones this year, but he's gone back and performed pretty well in those scratch matches for us. So it's purely a form thing. Ben Reid's getting close as well, so it's probably the three of them that'll be sort of duking it out for that sort of one role for us as that key forward. So hopefully Dusty can go well for us today, but yeah, we need Mason, and we also need Ben Reid playing well and informed to put pressure on each other. And competition is healthy for those spots, and it is a really important role for us. So we need at least one of those boys in good form.
And obviously, you played Thursday last week and a Sunday game, so a fair break. But knowing what's coming up as well over the next few weeks, what's your week look like, I guess? And what's been the balance of, yes, we need to do some physical stuff, but also to keep these guys mentally fresh, I guess, living in a hub 24/7?
Yeah, the hubs definitely provided new challenges for every team, not just us. You know, there's obviously players who are missing family and a lot of guys have got young children back at home. So that's been one challenge. But because we're always in each other's back pockets, you know, we're sort of 24/7 together. It's important, particularly with the longer break this week, is just to give some guys some time away from each other. And even though we've been in quarantine over here in Perth, we've been staying in a venue where the boys can just get out and walk around a little bit and try and switch off. But we know what's coming. We know that the next block of games is going to be four games in a really short sp- face. So we've got to make sure we've got a squad mentality and we're able to rotate our team. And certainly no one will play all those four games. I think it's like four games in like, 15 days or something crazy. So we've just got to make sure that we manage and we evaluate guys that are feeling fresh and give a rest to the guys that are at that sort of tipping point. But that's all to come. We've got to make sure we get the West Coast game out of the way today, and hopefully with a win, and then we've got another Sunday break into Fremantle here, and then we're up into the Queensland hub. So still a lot of water to go under the bridge, and we won't be looking too much further ahead than today.
Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer, speaking with Brenton Sanderson, Collingwood Ford's coach. Sando, who won the battle of the hubs? Who got the better hub, do you think? Was it you guys at Joondalup, or was it the Cats at Crown?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, there's frustrations for both teams. You know, it's been hard because we haven't had really anywhere to train. We've gone to one of the local grounds, and it's still a very strict quarantine for us. We had to get in a bus with the mask on and obviously train and without any contact with anyone from the outside. And I know the Cats have had their challenges too, but we've just got to roll with the punches a little bit, I guess. And I guess the easy thing would be to complain or to try and find distractions. But to our boys' credit, to the staff and the players, you know, everyone's just got on with business as it is, and we're just doing our very best to make the most of a challenging situation. And we had a good win last week against the Cats, and you know, West Coast, they're going to be really hard today. They were obviously almost back to their best form last week against Fremantle, and we know we've got a great rivalry after the 2018 grand final loss to them. So it's important today we come out and fast start.
Treloar, Adams, Pendlebury, Phillips against the likes of Gaff, Sheed, Shuey. It's some sort of midfield battle, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be red hot in there today. And, you know, Brundy versus Nick Nat in the rut is going to be awesome as well. So, both teams are sort of chock-a-block with talent through the midfield. And, you know, they've got a really powerful forward line as well. With Kennedy and Darling and some of those smalls that have been hitting the scoreboard for them as well. And even down back, Hearn, McGovern, Barras, they've got quality everywhere at West Coast, and we certainly have to be at our best to beat them today. But, we're quietly confident that we've got the right 22 in today. And as I said, you know, there's still plenty to play for, and we've just got to try and get as many wins as you can in this shortened season.
Brody Mychek's season, how have you rated it so far? 12 goals from 7 games, very much in Coleman medal calculations. He hasn't missed since he debuted back in the middle of 2018.
Yeah, he's been fantastic for us, and we actually drafted him as a mature age recruit from Port Melbourne as a defender, and out of necessity a couple of years back, we had to put him forward, and to his credit, he just keeps learning on the job. And I think he was leading the Coleman for about 24 hours a few weeks ago after a kick four against Hawthorn. But yeah, he's become really important for us. He's hard, he's courageous. He's got a really nice goal-kicking routine. He's been hitting the scoreboard for us this season. And I know it's been really hard for key forwards. If you look across the whole competition, it seems to be more and more challenging for those key forwards to have an impact. But for those boys, all we ask is that they provide a contest ahead of the ball and make sure that they don't lose too many of those outnumbered contests that they find themselves in with that sort of folding back, rolling back defence. And actually, he's walking towards me now. I better not say too many more nice things about him because he's probably an earshot. But hopefully he plays well again today.
Yeah, he's had a cracking year. Sando, great to chat with you as always. We love having you on K-Rock Footy. We loved your time at the Cats, as we know, and it's good to catch up with you as always ahead of the game to get a bit of an insight into how the Pies are tracking. We wish you the best of luck this afternoon.
Awesome, guys. Thanks for having me on, and have a good call.
Thank you. Brenton Sanderson joining us there. Thanks to Prestige Jayco, of course, a family business celebrating over 30 years. Tony and John Spence and the team, Bellarine Highway at Newcombe. Thanks to Warrilily, 10 years at the top and still so much more to come.
Prestige Jayco, pre-game interview.